I don't know about you, but I was one of the people who forgot about last week's siren test until it happened. So when the horn nearest to my apartment began to wail, it gave me a bit of a start. Authorities say my experience is not uncommon during siren tests. Whenever they go off, the phones at the police department start ringing. The good news is, this time around, more people were aware what was going on.
That's an indicator to us that, you know, that we were reaching out to folks.
And that's what all of this is about, says Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt, getting the word out, whether it's an emergency or not, about why the sirens are going off. One of the ways police plan to do that in the future is using a phone system that can call multiple numbers in Sitka at once and deliver a pre-recorded message. That system, called Code Red, was also tested last week. Schmidt says his staff learned a lot during the test, including the fact that some of the phone numbers it has on file are no longer valid.
Another problem that we had, at least on the first go-around, is that we kind of overwhelmed the local phone utility. But we worked with them, and we ran the test twice, as you know.
Authorities tried to make 1,500 calls per minute on the first test, and the system didn't cooperate. For the second test, they tried 485 calls per minute, and things worked just fine. Schmidt says there are about 5,000 numbers to call in Sitka, so complete notification of the whole community would take about 10 minutes by phone.
I mean, that's exactly why you have the drills, is to identify problems or things that you can do better. And so certainly that's true in this case. We can do better. But actually, I can say this, that it actually worked pretty well, considering how many people it's notifying and stuff at one time.
Code Red is new to Sitka, but the tsunami sirens are not. At least some of them aren't. The city's in the process of replacing its siren system, and you might have noticed some new ones popping up around town. They look like big round discs at the top of a pole.
I thought maybe like six spaceships stacked on top of each other.
That's Fire Chief Dave Miller. He says the test showed everything was working, but the new sirens played the clock tower chime instead of the typical wailing noise.
We had the wrong button pushed, so we just got the chimes, which was fine. It showed that they're working. And then we set off the old siren system, and it worked fine. So we were covering the same amount of area that we would have 2 years ago, plus the chimes, you know, were out there and made more noise, too.
The old siren system, he says, used to have trouble reaching certain places in Sitka, such as up the Indian River Valley. The new sirens have a bigger range, and now everyone in town should be able to hear something. Police and fire officials both say they're hoping to have another test in the near future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.